Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Adam Johns confirms a concern a lot of Bears fans had when it came to guard Nate Davis. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're also going to take a look at the Chicago Bears training camp schedule as they have announced when everybody has to report to training camp. And lastly, there's a free agent center that the Chicago Bears could take a look at that reportedly is getting healthy. We're going to get into all that and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bears Central, your number one place for all Chicago Bears news and content.
What's going on, Bears fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bears Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bears related. I'm the host, Terry Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Shy Bears Central on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that being said, let's go ahead and get into the content, man. So Adam Johns of The Athletic reported that while Coleman Shelton is starting at center, is kind of expected starting at center, there's been lots of talk that Ryan Bates actually could be starting over guard Nate Davis. And that is something that you can look at. It could be Shelton at center, Ryan Bates at the right guard. And this kind of just piggybacks off of what we've been hearing from about Nate Davis, that he was not ready to go at training camp. He had some conditioning issues. And that, you know, reportedly, that starting right guard spot may be up for grabs. And Nate Davis may end up becoming a bench depth piece. And that is, when you look at that, that could make the signing of Nate Davis at over $10 million per year on a three-year contract one of the biggest free agent busts that the Chicago Bears have had under Ryan Poles. Now, not saying that that's going to happen for sure. Adam Johns also mentions that there is some chance of Tevin Jenkins moving back over to the right side as well of that offensive line. As well, with that said, you know, Tevin Jenkins, he has his own things that he has to prove to the Bears to get a new contract. Let's hope that he can do that. But Nate Davis has been a disappointment. And while he has had personal things going on, I don't want to take out from that. But at the end of the day, you have to do your job. And to continually hear the same things around Nate Davis by different sources, to me, there's some smoke to that fire. Now, maybe that smoke is put completely out at training camp. Maybe he comes in fully ready to go. He eliminates those questions. He's going to be starting at the guard position for the Chicago Bears, and then we're not going to worry about it. Like, that is the best-case scenario right now that could happen for Nate Davis and for the Bears. But there is some concern, and in a time where the offensive line is one of the bigger question marks for the Chicago Bears and how they're going to perform, and we have a lot of change going on that as well. Nate Davis was supposed to come in and be what he was at other locations. That is at least a solid guard for the Chicago Bears, and even he played 11 games last season, didn't look the best in those 11 games. Of course, we know he missed time because of what happened with the death in the family, things like that. But it's unfortunate just to keep hearing the same thing around Nate Davis. Now, we've heard speculation around players before. Hell, we heard some speculation that Tevin Jenkins could be traded like 2 years ago. He's still on the team, right? So maybe all this, like I said, is quieted once training camp starts, once we start getting preseason games going. Maybe Nate Davis comes in and he's healthy, he's ready to go, he's motivated, he's focused, and he comes in and performs the way that we need him to perform. But if not, listen, that is why the Bears went out and got a lot of offensive linemen that can play multiple positions for the Chicago Bears, because you want and need that versatility, especially with how banged up that offensive line was for the Bears last season. I've said this before in previous episodes. The way that I look at it is, you don't want to have one of the most talented teams offensively that the Bears have ever had on paper be held back because of a terrible offensive line. Like I said, get up to competent. Let's continually be competent. A lot of people hold out hope that with a more traditional type play caller in Shane Waldron, a quarterback who's better at quarterbacking, and we hope that Caleb Williams can be that the offensive line doesn't have to do as much work. But like I keep saying, 105 sacks in two seasons given up by the Bears offensive line. We want to start correcting and changing the path and that trajectory, especially with a new rookie quarterback. And so I would not be surprised if the Bears, if there's any type of doubt of Nate Davis being ready, being able to perform, being mentally in it, if he does end up not being a starter for the Chicago Bears. And so the Bears got a due diligence to put the best people out on the field who are going to get the best results for this team. And if that's Nate Davis, so be it. If that ends up being Ryan Bates at that guard position, then it is what it is, right? If Ryan Bates outright wins it, regardless, let's not even take the narrative away of Nate Davis not being conditioned or anything else. If we go into this training camp period, and as Matt Eberflus has done and the Bears have done over the last few years, it's an open competition. It's just about who brings it, and whoever comes out with that starting position, cool. That tells me that they brought it the most, but I would much rather have that just be the narrative than have, oh, well, he won it because, yeah, he came in, he was better because Nate Davis wasn't focused. Nate Davis was out of shape. Nate Davis didn't have conditioning. Like, it's just another storyline that we don't want to deal with. And I get it. The Bears are our own hard knocks this year. We're going to hear and see a lot of storylines around the team regardless this offseason. But the whole thing around Nate Davis is just a huge question mark there. And so that just brings about the question, like right now with it, with what the production we've got so far and what we're hearing, what is Nate Davis one of the worst signings so far by Ryan Poles? And do you think that that it will continue to go that way, right? You could say that it's a bad signing so far, but let's hope that, you know, it's going to correct itself. It's going to be better over time, that you can look at that and say that. And again, like I said before with Ryan Poles, not everything that Ryan Poles does is going to hit. It's just not. It's not everything is going to hit. Chase Claypool was a deal that did not work out. N'Keal Harry, even though we didn't give up a lot for it, didn't work out, right? But at the end of the day, the Bears, if Nate Davis at what he was given as far as money, just does not perform for this team, that's a huge, huge negative for the Chicago Bears. And I do think that it makes it one of the worst signings. I'd say the same thing. You know, I have faith Tremaine Edmonds is going to have a really, really good year, right? But, you know, people were disappointed in Tremaine Edmonds' season. I wasn't necessarily disappointed in Tremaine Edmonds' season. I think he came around a lot by the end of that season. But listen, Nate Davis has the potential to be the worst black eye as far as free agent signings by it. And, you know, trading Chase Claypool was a trade. We know that didn't work out by any stretch of the imagination at all. So we'll see what happens, man. But Nate Davis, hey, we're not hearing anything good at all as of yet. That doesn't mean it's going to stay that way. But right now, we're just not hearing anything good. But all right, moving on. So the NFL has announced the training camp report dates for all 32 teams in the NFL. The Chicago Bears will report to training camp in exactly 30 days. July 19th is when the rookies and veterans will report. I'm sorry, rookies will report July 16th. Veterans will report July 19th. So we'll have the full team there by the 19th. And that's where practices are going to be held. The team will hold 9 open practices. There's free tickets involved, so we'll try to go out there and get it. But we are getting closer and closer to getting football games. And I don't know about you guys, that's all that it comes down to me. That's the most thing that I'm excited about. I don't care. All the other stuff, the pump and circumstance and all that, it's all cool and great to talk about. But I'm down to the point where I am just ready to see my team take the football field and see what we got. And I know even in preseason, you're only going to see so much of the starters. I'm glad that Matt Eberflus has said that, you know, he wants to get between 45 and 60 reps for Caleb Williams in preseason. But overall, I'm just ready to get this thing started and get it going. We know that they're going to host the joint practice with the Bengals as well. That's going to be at Hallis Hall as well before the week 2 preseason game. So the practice is going to be August 15th. Listen, let's get this. Like, we are getting closer and closer to getting Chicago Bears football. And, I'm just excited for this training camp. I'm excited to continue to hear the development. We know that Caleb Williams has workouts planned with the wide receivers, and that's a really good thing. But I'm just excited for the players to put the pads on, man, and us to get to work on the football field. That's going to be really, really fun to watch. All right, with that said, man, let's move into the next topic. And so Connor Williams, right? And I want to make it clear here. Adam Schefter has reported that Connor Williams is in talks with multiple teams. No teams have actually been mentioned in that. The Chicago Bears have not been mentioned in that. But I do think this, and I think that, and I've said this before on episodes, prior episodes, is that the Bears are going to make a veteran acquisition. And I think that it comes down to either the center or the edge position And whether that's, you know, before the start of the season, whether that's, you know, a week into preseason, whether that's four games into the season, I do think a veteran acquisition is going to be made at some point, and it's going to be at one of those two positions. And, you know, the inside edge is probably going to be at the edge position is where they make it. Unique Ngakoue, you know, keeps being mentioned there, and I do think that. But if for some reason the Bears go through training camp, which keep in mind, Unique Ngakoue was not signed, I think, until like August 3rd last year or something like that. So we were well into training camp, a couple weeks into training camp. And I think the Bears are going to take that time again to evaluate who they have slated as their starter and how confident they feel in that. Do they feel they just need depth? Are they confident in the starter? Austin Booker, DeMarcus Walker, how do they feel about these guys, right? But if they do feel confident in the edge position, which is still a question mark, admittedly, Connor Williams offers the best player that we could potentially have at the center position. I know we just talked about Coleman Shelton. I know we just talked about Ryan Bates. Both these guys are guys that can play multiple positions. That's why we brought him in here. But when you look at Connor Williams, who also can play multiple positions as well, he played center for the Miami Dolphins for the last 2 years, 26 starts. And
your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
All 26 games he played there, but he also played guard for the Dallas Cowboys from 2018 through 2011 and 51 starts at guard. So Connor Williams would kind of keep up what the Bears have already done at their with their offensive lineman signings this offseason, guys who can play multiple positions. And with the questions of Nate Davis and whatever, maybe bringing in Connor Williams if he's slated to be healthy, which all reports right now is that Connor Williams is going to be ready to go by week one. Doesn't mean that he's going to be ready to go by training camp. That may turn some things off. But as of right now, it does seem like Connor Williams is going to be healthy by the start of the season. And Connor Williams is an upgrade over anything that we have at center. Now, granted, when you look at it, he's 27 years old. The Bears were listed by CBS Sports as one of the best fits for Connor Williams. But will the Bears be willing to spend what Connor Williams is probably going to get there out in the open market? That's another question for it. Will they even be able to spend that? Is he going to get that money in 1 year coming back from injury is another question as well that the Bears would have to answer. But I look at Connor Williams and I say this, if the Bears have any doubt about either the guard or the center position, Connor Williams is somebody that can help the Bears regardless of that. And if he's willing to take a 1 year prove it deal, right? Not necessarily prove, we know what he can bring when he can healthy, I guess proving he can stay healthy. But if he's able to do that, he tore his ACL in December. If he's willing to do that, I think that this could be a great acquisition for the Chicago Bears. I'm not saying that they're likely to make it. Make no mistake about it. I'm just saying that if I'm the Bears, I would definitely be on the phone with Connor Williams to see what we can work out. And with the doubt around Nate Davis, that is another thing that I think you got to listen. If the doubt internally is as loud as it is externally by some sources, I think that the Chicago Bears absolutely have to try to take a look at it if Nate Davis isn't ready to go. Nate Davis has the 7th highest contract on the Chicago Bears. That is something that, and it's not like they can cut him. I don't think they can cut him. He'd count for $12 million dead cap. It's not like you can cut him, but if you have some doubts around that and you have a veteran who, yeah, has some own injury doubts himself, but there's not many doubts if he's able to get on the football field for a one-year deal, I'll say this. Connor Williams, to me, is less of a risk than what Unique Ngakoue was last year for $10 million, right? And I don't know what Connor Williams would take. I'm not as ingratiated in that, so I don't know, but like ingrained, I don't know which one was the right word. I just be talking sometimes. Nonetheless, but I like the proposition of bringing Connor Williams to the Chicago Bears team. To me, if you bring in Connor Williams, you are shoring up a really big weakness for you that you have in your team. And, you know, that's one of the biggest weaknesses right now. When you look at the weaknesses for the Chicago Bears team, right guard and center got to be high of them. And not because of the centers. Like I said, I think that we've taken the center position from in the depths of hell to competency. Now, they can be maybe average, maybe even slightly above average. But right now, I think we've taken it to competency, and I'm fine with that. But that right guard position, if you can either play Connor Williams at that or move other places there, I think that you have to take a look at that. That's my personal opinion. Connor Williams brings in the experience at guard, the experience at center. And if Nate Davis is not ready to go, and right now Nate Davis is looked at as a weak link for the Chicago Bears team, I think you got to take a look at that. Absolutely. So that's something that I hope that the Bears really do look at. That's probably one of the biggest weaknesses that we have right now on this team is the edge, projectedly the opposite edge of Montez Sweat. I think we could be solid there. And like I said, I think also how much pressure Javon Dexter brings in that interior defensive line will change that. But really, those are probably the two biggest positions of question marks right now for the Bears, right? Is overall, how is the offensive line going to perform through the injuries of Tevin Jenkins, through whatever's going on with Nate Davis, right? Those type of things. The center play, those bring its own questions. The opposite edge position, opposite Montez Sweat, brings its own questions. But we're a pretty solid place everywhere else, right? And so overall, we got to see what that's going to bring. And I would hope that the Bears are at least one of those teams that have been in talks with Connor Williams to see if there's a potential to bring him here to Chicago. Doesn't mean that it will. And it's not that I'll knock the Bears if they don't get him, because to me, you just can't knock somebody for a proposition on a deal, right? But I do hope that the Bears are one of those teams on the phone, because if you can get Connor Williams in here to help shore up that offensive line, even if it is just for one season as you look for a longer-term replacement in next year's draft or whatever else it is, I think that you have a really, really good opportunity to do some things there. And so let's hope that the Bears just, and that's one thing with Ryan Poles, right? One thing that I do trust is that Ryan Poles is going to have his head on a swivel. He's going to be looking at any and all opportunities to continually improve this basketball, this football team. And if he sees a deal that he's able to do, then, you know, it is what it is. He'll probably pull the trigger on that. But, you know, we'll end up seeing when it comes down to that. I think ultimately this is a important season, as we all know, for the Chicago Bears. And this is a season really where the Bears have an opportunity to really show a lot of things, man. Recently, both the Packers and the Detroit Lions were voted as one of the top 10 rosters in the league. So the NFC North is going to be a fun division to watch this year. And we've already known that. Me, C-Dub, and Bobby, we've been talking about that now for a couple of months. This is going to be a fun division to watch. And the Bears have an opportunity to really lay down a foundation this season of something that they can build off of. And this is still a season where I think a lot of us are looking at and saying, hey, the Bears need to be competing for something. And most of that is a postseason spot. And so we'll see if the Bears can do that, man. You know, it comes down to it, man. Detroit Lions ranked at number 5th overall in the NFL. Green Bay Packers at number 9, right? That's in our division. In our division, that is what we got to face. And yeah, you can still, you know, have a losing record in the division, but still have an overall good record. But I want to see the Bears in this year really start putting themselves in a place to where they can be mentioned as, maybe not this season, but maybe the subsequent seasons, as teams that can compete to win their division. Maybe that's just the pettiness in me. Maybe that's what it is. But, you know, we got to show it and we got to prove it. And, you know, when you look at the weapons that we've had on this team, the groundwork that we've laid, how Ryan Poles has really set this. I know the episode yesterday triggered a lot of people, and that's fine. You know, it shows passion for the Chicago Bears team. But I think overall, like, there are some people that the love for Ryan Poles is universal. And whether you think it should be universal or not, there isn't. I mean, hell, we had comments from people yesterday saying Ryan Poles isn't as good. He's a gaslighter. And it's like, wow, okay. Hey, listen, I don't see it that way, but I do see this as a team that is making it and making the moves in the right direction. And, you know, people don't like to hear culture talk for a team that hasn't won anything yet, and I understand that. But like I said in yesterday's episode, you can have a really good culture, but you don't have talent to win. And you can have a bad culture, but you have so much talent that winning cures the bad culture. So I think overarchingly, it comes down to us using the talent that we have right. And if you're using that talent right, if you're breeding a really good ground for that in a place where these players can develop, you're going to start getting that good culture label. And whether the good culture label is there or not, I don't care. Win football games. That's what everything ultimately comes down to, in my opinion, for this Chicago Bears team this upcoming season, is how many football games can you win? I've told you, I don't believe Matt Eberflus is on a hot seat per se. I do think that if the season goes left, he can be fired. I definitely think that. But, you know, and by left, I mean like less than 5 games won. Like, I think that hell, maybe even less than 7, that may be the benchmark what you did last year, right? But I think ultimately it comes down to, while Matt Eberflus isn't on a hot seat, That doesn't take away the fact that this is a season that we have to perform, that we have to improve on, and that we have to keep, we have to show that we are developing. You made a move at quarterback. You made a move of bringing in tons of talent to this offense with Rome and Keenan and DeAndre Swift, who DeAndre Swift labeled as one of the worst offseason signings is crazy to me as well. But we've laid a nice groundwork to add to Cole Kmet, to add to DJ Moore, right? Khalil Herbert in that running back room as well. Roschon Johnson. But the defense is cool. The defense, we saw what the defense can be. They got to prove that they can be that for a full season. But I think ultimately, man, it comes down to the success. And however the Bears are measuring that success is the most important thing. I like to think that it is wins. I like to think that it is, are you contending for a postseason spot? But it's the improvement. It's getting it's hitting your benchmarks. It's getting and showing that you are developing and pushing forward and actually going somewhere. And to me, it comes down to winning football games. This Bears team has to win at a higher level last year. We doubled our win total from the season prior last year, but we got to get to a point where this Bears team is expected to win football games. Right now, people are looking and saying the Bears can win football games because of our talent. But we need to show that we are expected to win football games. We can only do that by being a solid football team and being executing well and beating our opponents and going out there and winning. And let's hope that this is a season where we say one of the things that we take away the most from this season is the fact that we were getting dubbed. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys are following the show at Shy Bear Central. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, chicagobearcentral@gmail.com. And then lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-242-9336. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bears related, thanks to you guys. And like I like to end every episode on, Chi-Town up, but Bear down. Love you guys. Peace, y'all.
This has been a presentation of the Breaks Media.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.